From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. The U.S. Federal Bureau of Investigation says it is looking into whether a Tennessee military shooter traveled overseas and who he had contact with. Authorities say that the gunman who killed four Marines Thursday had no known links to international terrorism. 24-year-old Mohammed Yusuf Abdulaziz was killed by police after he opened fire on a military recruitment center and a naval reserve center in Chattanooga, Tennessee. Authorities are investigating his visit to Jordan and possibly Yemen last year. Investigators believe Abdulaziz might have family in Jordan. U.S. authorities are trying to see if the killer had any connection with any radical Islamist group. U.S. President Barack Obama met with Saudi Arabia's Foreign Minister Adel Al-Jubayr at the White House as the United States continued its efforts to sell the Iran nuclear agreement to skeptical allies. U.S. White House spokesman Josh Earnest said that the two sides talked about the recent nuclear deal and discussed how to further enhance what he called their close and long-standing partnership. Earnest said that all options remain on the table, but President Obama prefers a diplomatic solution.
The president has also indicated that the military option on the part of the United States is one that continues to be available. But the more effective way, the best way for us to prevent Iran from obtaining a nuclear weapon is through principled diplomacy, an agreement structured exactly like this one.
The historic deal, which was reached last week between Iran and six world powers, is expected to be approved early Monday by the UN Security Council in Vienna. This is VOA News. Ukrainian President Petro Poroshenko has called last year's downing of Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 a ruthless terrorist attack. He said the fatal missile shot could only have happened with participation from Russia. Mr. Poroshenko said Ukraine's moral duty to honor the victims is to ensure a fair punishment for those responsible for shooting down the aircraft.
This crime represents a threat to the whole international community. Justice has to be restored, and the readiness to defend the basic values to be demonstrated. This is an act of atrocity cannot be forgiven by anyone in the modern world.
On the one-year anniversary of the crash Friday, mourners for the 298 victims gathered in the village near the crash site in eastern Ukraine. While Ukraine blames pro-Russian rebels for shooting the plane down, Moscow and the rebels deny responsibility, and they blame Ukrainian forces. Police in Nigeria say that suicide bombers attacked an open-air praying area in northeastern Nigeria Friday, killing at least 13 people. Officials say the bombings were carried out by an elderly woman and a 10-year-old girl. They say that other underage girls might have been involved. The explosion struck an area where worshippers were observing Eid al-Fitr, the end of the holy month of Ramadan. On Thursday, at least 50 people were killed in a bombing in the town of Gombe. That attack took place in a market crowded with customers doing some last-minute shopping for the festival marking the end of the month of fasting. The vice president of Yemen's exiled government says Saudi-backed troops have recaptured the southern port city of Aden from Shiite rebels. Troops and workers began clearing the runway at Aden Airport late Thursday. Fighters loyal to the exiled government launched a major offensive this week against the Iran-backed Houthi rebels in Aden. The Houthis seized the city in March, forcing the government of President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi to seek refuge in neighboring Saudi Arabia. Greek Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras has reshuffled his cabinet to replace ministers who voted against the tough austerity reforms demanded by Athens' international creditors. Mr. Tsipras made 9 changes overall. Greece has already won an increase on the cap for its emergency funding from the European Central Bank. Just hours after Greek lawmakers approved the reforms required, Eurozone finance ministers agreed Thursday to hand Athens a short-term loan to meet its immediate debts. They also said they'd open talks on a new 3-year, $94 billion bailout, which would be the country's third in 5 years. I'm David Byrd reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.